welcome, everybody. I think most of you will have seen the agenda that I circulated. Today's call is the first call of our group, and it's going to be relatively short, just to set up our work plan and do some of the basic administration we need to do for this call. I'm going to give a short report on the pre-work by myself as interim chairman. We'll then discuss briefly the basis of voting in the group. We'll then have a formal vote for the chair of the group, and then the chair will talk about the work plan going forward, followed by any other business. So let me start on item one, report on pre-work by the interim chairman, myself. As most of you will know, I was asked by the council to take on the work of interim chairman to set up the group and get things going. Council has given us just 120 days to try to produce some sort of outcome, which is an interesting timescale if any of you are aware of the history of the issues dealt with under WHOIS. I think essentially, though, it is probably achievable. I mean, the basis to my thinking is that if we have no outcome, we have simply the status quo, which means the status quo with what many will consider to be inadequate privacy protection, and the status quo when it would be considered to be an adequate ability to prevent bad faith usage online. We have a rather large group besides council members and members of constituencies. This is a working group and therefore is deliberately open to all who are interested in participating in order that we can benefit from that expertise. That has meant that we are a group currently of 60 plus and expanding. That naturally produces certain challenges in terms of the manageability of these calls, and I think that will mean that perhaps more discussion will have to be on mailing lists in terms of some things in order to allow everybody to participate, and we will need to focus very carefully on the way that we handle participation actually during a call. My original thoughts also in terms of trying to break down the work that has been set out in the Charter is that the Charter quite neatly divides the work into three sections, and that initially my thoughts would be that three subgroups working for a relatively short period of time on the options that fulfill those three requirements would be the best way to go, and the idea there is that they work only on certain options but do not tackle the more challenging idea of evaluation of the options. That will be then done by the main group when we see what those options are. So I will stop there in terms of the preliminary remarks made by the interim chair, and go on to the first formal part of this call, which is the voting for chair. As you may have seen in the charter already, the members of the group are the only ones with votes, and basically that is a vote per constituency, together also with voting by the nominating committee members on the council. We have asked each constituency to appoint one person as their vote holder plus alternative in their absence, and failing that, we will take the chair of the constituency online as a vote holder, or failing that, a council member, alphabetically, failing that, a member of the constituency alphabetically by surname. But I think, looking at the participation list so far on this call, we're probably okay for the holders for most constituencies. We'll go through those by name in
excuse me.
A moment. Yes.
Wendy Seltzer here. I've been assured that this committee was not going to be voting and that individual participants would have the same participation rights as everybody else.
I don't know who gave you that assurance, Wendy.
Maria.
That is not correct, I'm afraid.
And that was the statement of work and charter says that everyone the work of the committee will be taken by consensus and not by voting.
That will be in terms of the way that we try to do it by consensus in decision making. I'm not saying we'll necessarily be voting for that, but when we do come to a vote, that will be the basis of voting as I've described that. So it was some discussion with the council chair and staff on that, and that seems to be consistent with the way forward.
Well, then I'd really like to check that, because I had gotten specific assurances from Maria that there would be no voting, and in fact had gotten a rather nasty response to an email message in which I had made the same assumption.
Okay, well then we'll take that offline if there's been some confusion there. Thank you, Wendy, for raising that. Anyway, let's go on to the formal part of this call, which is voting for
taking that offline. And I had understood, too, that the voting was broader than just our council constituents. I don't know if I said this was Avadoria, that the council constituencies and that certainly others like the advisory committee participants and such were members, and that membership was divided sort of wider than just the constituency. And I think it's necessary to deal with that when our first vote in terms of the chair is about to come out.
Well, if I look at the participation and part three of the charter, membership of the working group extends to the following: nominating committee appointed GNSO councillors, GNSO constituency members. In addition, observing the open may join the working group on the following basis: observers should not be entitled to vote. The concern that we would have in doing anything except for having an even vote per constituency basis would be obviously the ability for any one constituency to pack a particular call if we're going to take it on the basis of participation on the call, which wouldn't be particularly helpful. So we were relying on constituencies to do that work offline and report through their voter going forward if and when we need to come to votes on anything in particular for our recommendations. Anything else seemed to be open to gaming and would seem to be consistent also with the way that the council has participated and worked on previous groups.
Philip, this is Steve Metallis. Could I get in the queue?
Yes, indeed, Steve. Anybody else want to be on the queue on this topic?
Maria here.
Maria, yes. Anybody else? Okay, Steve.
Yes, thank you. My understanding, and of course I wasn't on the council call, but was close to Wendy's in the sense that my understanding was that the output of this committee would not be handled in a voting manner, but rather in the manner of whether there was broad support, some support, or independent views. I'm not using exactly the right label.
Alternative view is the phrasing, yes.
Alternative. But basically, the way I saw it, at least in the IDN working group report, and I think in the in other working group reports. And so, to me, that implied there wouldn't be voting formally on. There might be straw votes, but there wouldn't be voting formally on the output. My understanding is that this the vote we're about to have for selecting the chair may be the only vote that this group takes, and that's kind of and on that basis, although I'm a little puzzled by the allocation of votes that's been proposed, on that basis I'm not object to it, but it is my understanding that probably this is the only vote we will take.
So, yes, Steve, your characterization is correct in terms of the decision-making process, yes. I was attempting to describe the basis for the voting we're about to take for chair in particular, just to clarify that before we went forward. So if that settles Wendy's concern as well, then indeed there is common understanding on that, and that's captured under part six of the charter of this group. Maria.
Yes, Philip, thank you. I think that has been sufficiently clarified. That was simply what I wanted to get online and say that, as you said, the group is operating using a rough consensus approach. The charter is very, very clear on this, and voting is not to be anticipated to be one of the working methods of this group. I shouldn't expect that any emails discussing that should be characterized as nasty. That's certainly not going to be the level of civility we expect within this working group.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So if everybody's happy with that, we'll proceed to voting for the chair for this group, the formal part of today's call.
May I respond quickly, this is Wendy again.
Yes. Please, everybody, state their name before you say anything else. We have 60 people on the call.
Right.
So that's necessary.
Yes. So, Wendy, again, so does that mean we will be doing this as well by consensus?
No, we'll be taking votes, as I described earlier, on this for the vote for the chair.
Well, then I will just put my objection on the record that this is part of the working process of the group, and if the working process of the group is to be by consensus, it would seem fair to start out in a consensus manner.
Okay, Wendy, your objection is noted. Thank you very much. We'll then proceed with the vote for the chair. And I would like to open for nominations for that position. Before I do that, I'd also make just one observation that we had some early discussion, and it was felt that actually also having a vice chair for this group would be potentially rather useful. And in that regard, I'll make a nomination for vice chair in a moment. But let's do this order first in terms of nominations for the chair of this group.
Philip, this is Christina. I have a question, please.
Yes,
can nominations for chair and vice chair be made only by the person holding the vote for the constituency?
No, they can be made by anybody.
Okay. Philip, this is Aubrey. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
One of the discussions, which I believe was open for discussion in this group, was the idea of, especially in a group of 60, of not just having one chair but having co-chairs. And I thought that there had been some continuing discussion on the idea of a co-chair, not just a chair and a vice chair.
There's been no further discussion from Council, but that discussion can take place subsequently.
Okay. I'd like to suggest that this, and I don't know whether this should be made a motion or not, but that we have not only chair, but we have a co-chair of this working group.
Okay, would anybody else like to talk on that topic? I'd be reluctant to go down this much further. There was clarity on Council that we were not going to go down that particular route. Our thoughts here, however, were to have a vice chair, and potentially when we have subgroups, to have subgroup chairs to do the work. We're more concerned with producing some work in a short time frame, 120 days.
As I understand it, the Council did not close that issue. It merely did not make a decision to do it.
No, and I seem to recall you were the one who was pushing it on Council and
yes.
had little support else.
I have the support of no one else here, then I'll stop.
Okay.
Well, I support that notion. I think
Malaki here, can I say something?
Yes, Malaki, put you on the queue. We also had Milton in the queue, I guess.
Okay.
This is Milton. Am I right?
Milton, yes, carry on.
I would just second to Aubrey's motion. I think given the need for balance and the divisiveness of the issue, that it would be good to have co-chairs. That's all.
Okay.
And incidentally, I just also want to point out that there's still occasionally a bad cracking on the line.
Yes, there is, Milton. Thank you for pointing that out. Operator, could you perhaps try to isolate that cracking and mute that that line, or ask the person concerned to dial back in?
Sorry, this is Wendy, and I am the source of the crackling, and the problem is that every time I mute, I lose my chance to speak because of the amount of time that the operators take in or that the system takes in putting me back in. So, one of the things I would suggest for the chair is that when you ask, does anyone else have to speak, give it a count of 20 that allows people to unmute.
Okay, thank you for the advice, Avery.
If I join the queue late, Wendy, I would also support the motion for co-chair.
This is Robin. Can I join the queue?
Yes, Robin, go join the queue. Milwaukee.
Okay. Yes, as far as I remember, I do remember as Avery that the issue of co-chair was not closed on the council, and we just decided to have one interim chair. So at the time we'll be electing a chair, we'll be reopening the issue of co-chair.
Okay.
Okay, wait.
Okay, Wendy, Robin to speak.
Toll-free number?
Robin, if you're not there, Wendy to speak.
I'm sorry, I guess I'm here. Yeah, I wanted to also support the motion that we have co-chairs. I think given the sensitivity of this issue and the amount of work we have to do and the number of people that we've got on this task force and the need for making sure all views are heard adequately, I think it's very important that we have equal co-chairs. And, you know, this is the first time that this task force has met, and so this is the first time that we've really had an opportunity to have this discussion. And we certainly did not foreclose this at council. We simply said, you know, let's wait for the task force to get convened, and the task force will make its own decision about who the chair will be or if there will be co-chairs.
Okay, thank you very much. I now heard from four members of one constituency and one nominating committee person on council. Does anybody else want to speak on this topic?
So, yes, this not is from that constituency.
Please say your name again.
It's Tom Keller.
Christina, who else?
Let Tom go first. Yes.
Tom Keller, who else? Okay, Christina, off you go.
I just really have a point of clarification, and what I'm not clear on, and it may be that it's because it's never been done before, is how procedurally does the group move forward if, for example, we were to have co-chairs and there was a disagreement between them as to how to move forward?
You end up with the two co-chairs wrangling and wasting an enormous amount of time, which is why I was against the idea on council, is my view on that. There may be others who have different views, but...
Yeah, Avery, please put Avery in the queue again.
Yeah. Well, Avery, I think we know the argument, so I'll need to take Tom first.
Am I on?
Tell me you want.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think... Why shouldn't we discuss having a co-chair? There's certain people having strong feelings about that. I don't believe that at the end of the session in council we made any decision on whether we should have a co-chair or not. We actually really left it to the group, and now the group is here on the phone, and we can discuss it. And if someone is wanting to do that, you know, why not have a debate on that?
Exactly.
Are there other interventions on this topic?
Philip, this is Steve Metallitz. Could I get in?
Steve.
And this is Aubrey. I'd like to be in the queue again to respond to your clarification on how co-chairs would argue with each other in public.
It was not a clarification. It was an opinion, Aubrey, but you can...
Right, but since
queue.
You stated an opinion, I'm asking
you're in the queue. Steve,
thank
you're
you.
Next.
Yeah, I would just say I'd like to call the question on this, and I think it's not a very good sign that... we've just had speakers talking about whether we should discuss this rather than stating their opinion on whether we should have co-chairs. I don't think it's very feasible to have co-chairs for the reason that Christina raised, but and I'm prepared to vote on it, so I suggest.
Steve, you kind of fell out of the...
Okay, Steve, that was good. Steve was saying we should call the question, and I would agree with him. We've wasted half an hour on procedural wrangling, which is what I was hoping to avoid in my focus on as interim chair. Avery, you've got 30 seconds to state your opinion as to the benefits of co-chairs.
Okay, the benefits of co-chairs are, one, it allows when one has an opinion for that person to recuse themselves and to step back, and two, in my experience of co-chairs, which is quite long, they tend to do their wrangling in private and come up with a considered opinion, and that's one of the strong advantages, as opposed to having a single opinion decide who gets 30 minutes to speak.
Okay,
Avery,
thank you very much
to speak.
For being so concise as well. So let's, in the interest of transparency, I would like to say what the proposal had been thinking before going into this call, which was that as interim chair from council, I would accept a nomination for chair, and I would also have been suggesting a nomination for vice chairman, not a co-chairman, of Mr. John Bing, and John is not on this call, but he has told us he would accept such a nomination. And that would be my proposal going forward for one possibility. Do we actually have names for interested co-chairs for any alternative? Because we need nominations now.
My suggestion would be to nominate John Bing as a co-chair.
Who will be the other co-chair?
would be to nominate you and John Bing as the co-chairs.
All right. Okay. I decline a nomination as a co-chair, to be clear. So we have John Bing as one nominated co-chair. Who do we have as another one?
I second the nomination for John Bing. This is Robin.
Okay. Do we have a? We need a nomination for second co-chair there.
Philip, this is Steve. Could I raise a point of order?
Yes.
We seem to be moving into an election of co-chairs when we haven't had a vote yet on whether we will have co-chairs or have one chair.
Well, if we don't have a nomination, then I was going to rule it out of order.
Well, I guess I would suggest that we could first vote on whether to have chairs or have a chair or co-chairs, and then have the requisite number of nominees, depending on how
yeah.
that vote comes out.
Actually, that may be easier, Steve. I think I'll take your advice and follow that. So let's call for the question, and I'm going to go down the registered voters for this particular vote. So the question is, should this group proceed with co-chair?
John Bing joining.
Philip, this is John Nevitt. Could I just ask you to give me a minute or two? I'd like to poll the other registrars on the call. If they could just send me a quick IM or email on how they feel on this issue, it would help me place our vote as a constituency.
John, I'm not on email. Paul Sahura. And I'm okay with co-chairs.
Okay, it sounds like, and Tom spoke in favor.
Okay, my concern before we take a vote on this, though, group, is that we haven't, I'm not aware, and we've had discussions about 15 days trying to set this group up and make it functional. I'm not aware of nominations for co-chairs.
Well, this is John again. I agree with Steve that we should decide the positions and then seek nominations, not the other way around. So if we decide as a group that we want co-chairs versus a chair and vice chair, then we will ask for nominations and fill those positions.
Your optimism is noted. Then let's. I'm going to give you 1 minute, constituencies, to rapidly message and email each other, phone each other up, or send carrier pigeons to decide upon your voting, and I'll call a question then as to whether or not there should be co-chairs on this group, co-chairs to be decided.
Right,
at the moment we have no nominations nor indications of interest in co-chair.
Excuse me, this is Darlene Thompson. I'm just wondering where I might be able to access the list of those who are qualified to vote.
That's a good question, Darlene. The voting members are nominated by constituencies. At some point, I guess, we will probably publish those to the list. That hasn't been done yet, as far as I'm aware, because this is our first call.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Richard Padilla here. Can I say something quickly?
Yes, indeed. If you wanted to get my attention, rather than saying hello, callers, perhaps you could just state your name first.
All right, okay, no problem.
We can address you, so please go ahead.
Yeah, I do apologize. I'm sort of fairly new to this. I just, in relation to the previous comment, I wanted to find out, seeing that I'm very new to all of this, I don't physically represent any sort of constituency or anything of the sort, and I wondered how do I actually affect any of the voting that's going to take place here today?
No, if you're an observer on this group, then you have no vote under the rules of the Charter.
Right.
So I'm going to move now to take a vote on whether or not this group should move forward with co-chairs, and I will run down the list that I have of nominated voters in order to do so, starting with Dave Harris for the business constituency.
I oppose co-chairs, and I know that the reason is a chair is supposed to be objective, so I don't really understand the point of needing co-chairs, especially if we have a vice chair.
Thank you very much. Greater Staff constituency, David Meyer.
As the registry constituency.
I beg your pardon, registry constituency. Right.
Yes, and I vote for a vice chair as opposed to a co-chair.
Right, so you're voting no to co-chair. Thank you. NCUC, Robin Gross, you're nominated.
Yes, we vote for co-chairs.
You vote for co-chairs. John Bing is not on the call.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he is. John, how do you vote?
I pass.
You're abstaining?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Avery Doria.
I vote for.
You vote yes. Greta Straws, John Nevitt?
Yes.
Yes. IPC, Steve Metalitz?
No for co-chairs.
No for co-chairs. ISP, nobody on the call, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Philip.
Okay, and that is all the voters, I believe. We have 1, 2, 3 no's and 3 yeses with an abstention, which is really useful, chaps.
Well, Philip, may I make a comment here?
I may change my abstention to vice chair.
John, you're changing your abstention to... to in favor of vice chair.
Yes.
That's a no to in which case the noes have it. We have 4 noes and 3 yeses. The group has decided against co-chairs. If you have a problem with the vote we just taken, I'd like to take that offline, but in the meantime I'd like to continue with
Philip,
this call.
I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
My point of order is that decision-making is not by majority vote. It's very clearly spelled out in the working group charter.
Okay, a point of order is noted. I'm overruling that for the moment. If you wish to take that to council or elsewhere, you'll be happy to do so. I'm keen to move on.
To overrule it, you haven't been very clearly stated in the charter. And frankly, Philip, this is why we're having this dispute about the chair versus co-chair. I mean, if you're going to basically railroad your views through, it's not a very good sign, and that's why you're getting the resistance. I think you would do better to try to handle this a little more in a consensus-building manner.
All I'm concerned with is making progress with this group. If the group is uninterested, then my interest will also decline. It's quite straightforward, Milton, but your point is noted. I would now like to move for the votes for chair and vice chair for this group and call for nominations for chair.
Philip Malaki here. Can I ask a question, please?
No, I'm calling a question for votes for chair. I'll take your question subsequently. Malaki, thank you. The nominations for chair for this group, please.
Okay, this is Avery Doria. I'd like to nominate John Bing for chair.
Okay.
David Maher, I nominate Philip Shepherd for chair.
And David nominating myself. Are there other nominations for chair?
This is Robin Gross. I'd like to second the Avery nomination of Yan Bing.
Okay. Thank you. Robin seconding John. Are there any other nominations?
Philip, this is Christina. I'd like to second David's nomination of you.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Then I will close nominations. First question, John Bing, do you accept your nomination as chair?
I think I have to, yes.
Yes, excellent news. In that case, I shall withdraw my... what do we take a vote? I should take a vote. I'd be very happy, actually, with John as chair. I would not be in a position of vice chair, though, if that took place. But anyway, I'm happy with John. Let us go ahead and take a vote for those 2 nominations, that is John Bing and myself, Philip Shepherd. David Farris, what is your vote?
Philip, again, could you give us a couple minutes?
John, yeah, okay, yeah, why not?
Thanks.
What's that?
Perhaps each of the nominated... this is John Nevitt again. Perhaps each of the nominated individuals could just...
Excellent idea.
...stage, you know, a philosophy or something for the...
How they
see the group moving forward.
35-second huffings. John, would you like to speak on that, of your interest in being chair of this group?
Yeah, my interest in being chair of this group is very little. I have little experience, as you all know, and I have also little insight in the subject matter apart from specialized elements. I feel that being part of the group, one should not shy away from responsibility, but I'm sure that the group might find it guided by more experience. It certainly, if I was going to chair this group, I would not need extremely much of queuing from everybody and a lot of generosity in going to do all the beginner's mistakes that I possibly could think of. Said that, I'm not shying back from following a majority wish, but myself would like to indicate that I would also be happy to serve as a vice chair, and that perhaps would be a more appropriate way for me to learning some ropes that I could hang on to later on.
Excellent, John. Thank you very much for that. My own interest in being chairman of this was following a request from Bruce Tonkin on as council chairman to consider looking at this group. It was something that I took great pause about because of the time commitment and the controversy that the whole issue has raised, but it struck me as being an interesting challenge that if we could pull out of the skeleton of the OPOC proposal, which I personally quite liked, we could put some flesh on the bones of that and actually turn it around to making a difference and therefore producing some positive output for both privacy enhancement and for the ability to chase bad faith. It struck me as a worthwhile effort.
Darlene Thompson now joins the call again. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. That ended my pitch, and I will now move to the vote. So the choice is voters between John Bing or Philip Shepherd as chairman of the group. David Paris, what is your vote?
BC supports Philip Shepherd.
Okay. And David Maha, what is your vote?
I vote for Philip Shepherd.
Thank you, David. Robin Gross, what is your vote? I'll come back. Avery Doria, what is your vote?
Yan Bing.
Sorry, my mute was on there.
Thank you, Robin. What is your vote?
I was speaking into the muted microphone. NCUC votes for Yan Bing.
Okie doke. John, you technically have a vote.
I haven't technically a vote, and I vote for Phil Shepherd.
Okay, thank you very much. And that leaves me with 1, 3, 4, 5. Who am I missing?
Richard Strauss.
The Greta Strauss, I beg your pardon. Yes, Greta Strauss. Yes. What is your vote? John Levitt.
We'll vote for Philip Shepherd.
Philip, the ITC.
And the ITC, yes?
This is Steve. We'll vote for Philip Shepherd.
Thank you very much, everybody. That is, to my count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 votes for Philip and 2 votes for John Bing, which means I am duly elected chair for my sins, and I hope I will serve you well. This call is going to have to end rather shortly because I have another time constraint, and we had planned originally 45 minutes, which is a fairly sharp cut-off for this call. But I would now like to make a short proposal, a nomination of John Bing as vice chairman of this group. Are there any other nominations for vice chairman?
I second that nomination. David.
Thank you, David Maher. Seconded nomination. Any other nominations for vice chair? No. John Bing, do you accept the nomination as vice chair?
I do.
Thank you very much. Can I have a vote by acclaim for that? All those in favour who can vote, please say aye.
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 Anybody against, please say no. Anybody abstaining, please say abstain.
John Bing.
Thank you very much, John. Your abstention is noted, and your success as vice chairman of the group is also secured. That concludes the formal part of this group, and let me just talk very briefly in the next 2 minutes or so about the work plan for the group. I've been working with Maria Farrell on a background note which is intended to help those who have not been in the previous Who Is group to catch up, if you like, with the status of work there, and also to have in one simple place the relevant materials that would be useful for going forward with this. And we're currently thinking of the next 3 weeks to be three subgroups, which will look at the three different work areas laid out in the work plan under four for A, B, and C. A being about responsibilities of the contact point, B basically being about tiered access, and C being about distinction between nature of the name holder, i.e. between natural and legal persons, or between commercial, non-commercial, questions like that. John Bing, our vice chairman, has already agreed to work as the subgroup chairman for that last group, that's on C. I would like to suggest Steve Mattel for subgroup A. Steve, are you happy to take on that work?
Yeah, I'm not sure happy, but I'm willing to do it.
Thank you very much. And on access, despite some offline work, I have yet had anybody foolish enough to move and say yes, they would do that. So I would like to open the call now to see anybody, if they would be happy to try to coordinate the work there. And I say the idea is about 3 weeks, if we can do it, just to put down options for how, in this case, different types of third parties may access registration data. Evaluation of those options would then come in later work of the group. Do we have anybody who would like to put their name forward for that?
Hold on, Philip. Can you repeat the three different groups and tell us where these came from?
It's on the work plan. It's under four of the work plan, which I hope you all for this call. There are three specific tasks.
Okay.
And all we're doing is cutting those tasks per group for the first 3 weeks of our work. So 4B is determine how and which legitimate third parties may access registration data that is no longer available for unrestricted public query-based access. So I have a volunteer to chair the work of a subgroup on that, which is just looking at options that may allow that to happen without evaluation of those options.
And does this involve teleconferences or simply email list exchanges?
It would be up to you. We've scheduled time to for 1 hour long maximum teleconferences also on Wednesdays, but otherwise by email.
Mm-hmm.
Philip, are we able to, are the subgroups able to determine the time for those teleconferences? Because
subject to agreement from ICANN staff in terms of their overlaps and requirements, certainly yes. And also looking at the, and they will be able to advise in terms of the best time options based on the profile of the group, which, being very large, of course, does tend to span most time zones in the world, meaning that some times are obviously going to be better than others.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll volunteer to do B.
To be. Excellent, Milton. Thank you very much for that. Personally, I'm delighted to accept that. I think that's a very good mix of subgroup chairs. I prepared a little work just to help kick that off, and I will get that to subgroups for their consideration, which they can either use or throw straight in the bin. This concludes the call for today. The next thing you will see as participants in this group should be the background document, which Maria will have out, I guess, in a couple of days. Maria?
Philip, can I make an observation, please?
Yes, you can in a second, Mark. I just want an answer from Maria first on timing. Maria Farrell?
Hello, Philip. Yes, I will be able to have that paper out within the next couple of days.
Okay, very good. Malarkey, very quickly, because I have to go, but I can hand over to John Bing if it takes any longer. Carry on.
Yes, I just wanted to note that you refused to take my question after the vote for the co-chair or vice-chair, because I didn't understand the way you counted the votes. So that's one thing. And the second thing, with the muting, the need to mute our telephone, I wanted actually to nominate Wendy for vice chair, but I didn't have time to unmute my phone before you closed the vote. Thank you.
Okay. We're sorry about that. So the vote has now been taken and life has moved on, but that is noted. If Wendy is keen to do things, though, I'm sure a job can be found for her for some of the work going forward. Other things are bound to come up. So that concludes today's call. Thank you very much, everybody, for your participation. You will see in the next few days the information going out about the subgroups, and it will then be up to yourselves to decide which of the subgroups to join, and we hope that will be for the next 3 weeks. If they need to extend, that will be advised, and then the group as a whole will meet in week four. And the call is now closed. Thank you all very much for your participation today.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.